again, and welcome to another edition of The Valley Today. I'm Mario Rizzi. It is Monday. Short week for a lot of folks, as the 4th of July holiday is on Thursday, and normally on the first Thursday of the month, it's the Valley Women Today, and since this Thursday is the 4th of July, we've moved to Valley Women Today to today. Eka Kapiotis with the Front Royal Women's Resource Center is here.
Great, Mario. How are you doing?
Very good. Always good, good to see you. You
likewise.
Have 4th of July plans?
I do.
Oh, good.
We have some new neighbors, and we're going tubing and barbecuing.
Oh, wow. That's
perfect. Shenandoah.
That's
Valley.
Fantastic. And Shenandoah River, the crowning jewel of the area, and you're taking advantage of it.
That's right.
Wonderful. And you're with the Women's Resource Center, and you're here with a guest.
I am. I am very excited today to have Shel Fisher, who is the founder of Mindful Shenandoah Valley. I love that name. And mindfulness is about, but Shel is going to explain it to us, and it's Shel without a Y, so sorry about that. How are you doing today, Shel?
Good. I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah, so the question is, what is mindfulness
practice? Yes, what is mindfulness practice?
Yeah, so mindfulness practice is really about paying attention on purpose in the present moment, non-judgmentally to everything. And it's also, it's something we can all do. We all do it, but is really a practice. So we sit down for a specific amount of time, 15 minutes to 45 minutes an hour, and really practice being mindful, watching all of our thoughts as they arise in the present moment, and doing it with an abundance of kindness. That's the most important part. It's not judging your thoughts at all. So it's very much non-judgmental watching of the present moment.
So I've done maybe a little bit of this in, you know, over the course of the years and practiced. So basically you just decide that you're going to take so much time, X amount of time, maybe a few minutes just to start, but and then you sit quietly and you just, and what do you do? Breathe?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, so the easiest type of meditation, the easiest thing to do is mindfulness of breathing meditation, which many people have probably heard of, and it sounds incredibly easy. But as we all know, that's really hard to stay with your breath because thoughts will arise. So the idea is to quiet your body, and which also quiets your mind, for 5 minutes or however long. Usually people start with 15 minutes at least to start. And the idea is not to make your thoughts go away. That's a big myth with mindfulness practice, is that I have to clear my mind to practice and just watch my breath. The idea is to watch your thoughts as they arise, as you're also watching your breath. So you're really paying attention to your breathing. For instance, not thinking about your breathing, but watching the duration of your breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, noticing the temperature of your breath, almost like if you were a scientist and I was going to ask you to write a paper on your breath, just getting really, really curious. And then when thoughts arise and you see them arise, watch them without judging them, notice that you're watching them, and then just simply very gently come back again to a focus on your breath. And that's going to happen hundreds of times, especially in the beginning. And the idea is we don't need to get rid of our thoughts. We're just kind of watching them arise and dissipate, arise and dissipate as they do.
Well, that's fabulous. We're just 2 minutes in, and I've already learned a couple things, because I did think that the goal was to not have any thoughts. Of course, when I had a thought, I'd be like, oh, there's a thought again. I'm not doing this right. So it's really not about eliminating thoughts, but just allowing them to, not getting caught up in them.
Yes. So, yeah, and the cool part is that when you notice that you've become lost in thought, that moment where you go, oh, I've been lost in thought, that's actually your mindfulness working. That's your awareness. That's what's bringing you back. If you notice, that's your awareness. So it's actually a time of celebration. A lot of people, when they try it, they say, oh, darn, I was lost in thought. But really, that moment that you notice, that's your awareness. That's what you're cultivating, right?
Wow.
So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And so why do that?
So why watch your thoughts?
Why do this mindfulness practice?
Oh, the practice itself. Okay, many reasons. First of all, it's really good for stress reduction and anxiety. It helps you to really calm your body and calm your mind. It sets off what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the kind of the putting the your foot on the brakes. It slows down all the stress and the anxiety. It just kind of slows your body down, which also slows your mind down. So it's very calming, as most people know. It's also a great way to start watching what you think about all day, because you're not making your thoughts go away. So you're really slowing down and saying, how does my mind work? What am I thinking about all day? What are the conversations I'm having all day? And that is when we can actually change that, because we'll have a pause and we can see it. And that's when we can choose to think differently or to question our thoughts and beliefs.
And I think that most people are not, I think that many people probably believe that their thoughts are just that, and that that you don't really have control over it, kind of like a song that gets stuck in your brain and won't go away. I think for a long time, too, I didn't think that I had control over what I was thinking. And now, after practicing, not by sitting, but by practicing being aware of what I'm thinking, I can notice when I'm thinking thoughts that I don't want to have and shift that by choosing other thoughts. But I think that was a big jump. You know, I think that's a big shift for many people to realize that you really do have control over, and you can train your mind just like you train your body to exercise. You can train your mind to and it will respond in certain ways. It's not just some wild thing going off on its own.
Right. Well, we learn to, if we're watching our thoughts, there becomes a pause between the thoughts because we're then aware of them. So when we're watching our thoughts, when they arise, instead of automatically reacting like we do, we're just kind of in that dream and of our thoughts and we react immediately. With mindfulness, we can create a pause when we see it, but we can then choose. That's when we have control. Do I react the way I normally react, or can I choose to respond? So we're responding differently. It's how we're relating to it. We're then able to respond and to act differently.
Well, we're going to pick up that thought again after a pause for a break.
Summer is a great time to display the American flag. Once again, the River 95.3 gives you a chance to win an American flag kit. Weekdays from Flag Day until July 3rd in our Flag a Day contest. We'll also make a donation to the Disabled Veterans Committee on Housing. Thanks to these local advertisers: Northside Lanes, Guitar Masters, the Front Royal American Legion, and the Insurance Center. Listen to win as we salute our local veterans and honor America with the Flag a Day contest on the River 95.3. The comfort of your home is priority one for Royal Heating and Air Conditioning. A well-designed system is essential to your comfort and budget. So call on Royal Heating and Air, since 1993, the leader in system design, installation, and maintenance. Their highly trained, friendly technicians will come to your home or business and match you up with a quiet, reliable, efficient system that will make you a client for life. Call locally owned and operated Royal Heating and Air Conditioning at 636-9430 or visit royalhvac.com today.
Nestled in the northern neck of the Shenandoah Valley, conveniently located between Winchester and Front Royal, lies picturesque Bowling Green Country Club. For over 25 years, our courses have matured amidst the beautiful foliage and scenic vistas. Each course offers a golfer-friendly design with gently rolling terrain and smooth, bent grass putting surfaces. Banquet facilities provide the ideal location to host corporate, private, and civic gatherings throughout the year. You could plan your dream wedding with the backdrop of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit Bowling Green Country Club in Front Royal or bowlinggreencountryclub.net.
This is The Valley Today.
At the Piccadilly Printing Company in Old Town Winchester, we're glad that some trends have faded since we opened in 1984. The world can do without parachute pants and shoulder pads, but even in a world of tweets and texts, we still value personalized customer service the way it used to be. We're your one-stop neighborhood printing partner, offering full-service printing, promotional products and wearables, signs and banners, and everything in between. Give our design team a try and watch your marketing materials come alive. Connect with us today, facebook.com/ Pick Printing.
Embarrassed to bring your friends over because your house smells like a kennel? Having been selling and servicing vacuums for 32 years, a vacuum store understands. Vacuums stink. Break your junk vacuum habit at 448 National Avenue or WinchesterVacuumStore.com. The Vacuum Store. More than just vacuums.
A mixture of sunshine and clouds, showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Some of that rain could be heavy at times. Highs around 83. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Rain heavy at times. A low of 68. And Tuesday, cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. High of 81. On Wednesday, cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely. A high of 83. 4th of July, a chance, 30 to 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 83, and a chance of showers Friday, high of 86 degrees. The weekend right now looks not too bad. Have a good afternoon. Kemp Miller for the Valley Today.
Thank you very much, Kemp. Reminder to stay tuned tomorrow. It's Tuesday. That means Tourism Tuesday. Chance to look at upcoming events in the Northern Shenandoah Valley. And we broadcast live from Bowling Green Country Club North. Dennis Lynch with Shenandoah Valley Music Festival will be there. Have lunch with us at Bowling Green Country Club North for Tourism Tuesday. Reminder that if you missed a portion of today's show or want to hear the program again, log on to the river953online.com. Click on the podcast. Click on today's day. You'll be able to hear the show. Also, if you missed the news at noon, log on to the river953online.com. Don't forget to become a fan of the River 95.3 on Facebook. That's where we give you a chance to win prizes. Gave away a great prize, Washington Nationals prize pack today. And so click the like button. Join us on Facebook. Put news headlines, breaking news stories. Put plenty of pictures on our Facebook page as well. So again, click the like button. And also follow us on Twitter at the River 953. It's the Valley Women today. Eka Capiotis with the Front Royal Women's Resource Center is here, and she has a guest.
I do. Shel Fisher, the founder of Mindful Shenandoah Valley, is here today. And before the break, we were discussing the benefits of being able to start to control your thoughts. And control might be a harsh word. You're talking about treating them with kindness. Mm-hmm. But become aware of your thoughts so that you have a little more, again, the word that's coming up is control, but I think there's probably a better way to express
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
to make things, it really does improve your happiness level, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Probably because you are able to watch your thoughts and have a little bit more control over them and choose your response. But also, it really sets off the parasympathetic nervous system. Like I said, again, the calming aspect. So you can go through your day a little more calm. And also it wakes up all your senses. That's the cool part, too, is that everything is brighter. The colors are brighter. Food tastes better. You just feel more present and aware. You're aware to every moment of your life. Because if you think about it, if you're thinking, your thinking is usually about the future or it's about the past. And if you're in a thought, you're really kind of in a dream. But if you're present in the present moment, you're experiencing your food, your spouse, your children, whatever event that you're in, you're fully experiencing it by being present.
Very well said. And for me, a big part of it is enjoying nature, being outside and really taking in the colors in a different way. And you're so right about thinking is often based on the future or the past. Mm-hmm. It's amazing when you really start to become aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you need, and I think the response that you're talking about, the parasympathetic response, was identified by Herbert Benson at of Harvard back in the 80s, and he called it the relaxation response. And he was able to correlate all this cascade of benefits that happens when someone relaxes. And although that sounds like a very simple thing, it's quite profound, the physiological effects. And I think that you actually brought some statistics about how many visits are really stress-based when people visit doctors.
Yeah, I think the statistics, if I have them here, let me see. Yeah, it's like 70% of visits to doctors are stress-related. They're stress-related illnesses. I mean, that's a huge amount. It's actually, I think it's 70 to 80%. But that's still, that's a huge amount of stress that everyone is experiencing these days, it seems like. Studies have shown with mindfulness practice that this can help with stress, anxiety, panic, depression, chronic pain, fatigue, headaches, high blood pressure, immune response, addiction relapse prevention, ability to focus, fibromyalgia, perception, memory. The list kind of goes on and on. It's really a wonderful practice. It's not a cure. It's a complement, but it can help all of these things, which is really huge.
Well, and that's a wonderful thing about it, that the side effects are more pleasantness in your life, mm-hmm. and more happiness in addition to all these things for taking just a little bit of time each day to mm-hmm. practice. Is mm-hmm. that so? Do you need anything special to meditate?
No, that's another myth. You really don't need to set up a whole meditation shrine or sit in lotus position or any of that. Really, you just need a quiet space, a chair, if that works. You can sit, you know, with your back straight and your feet flat on the floor, but relaxed. So the posture is really relaxed yet alert. So we're not kind of falling asleep. We're very alert but relaxed. It's a balance. Quiet is important, but you can also work with noise. There's ways to work with noise, just letting noise kind of be. But it's preferable to have kind of a quieter space to sit. But you really don't need that long even. It could even be a minute or 5 minutes or preferably 15, 20 minutes, but really 5 minutes can have a lot of benefit as well.
Well, I remember Oprah saying on her show one time that even if at every traffic light, if you made it a practice, mm-hmm. and of course they have all kinds of things, Kegels, all mm-hmm. kinds of things you can do at traffic lights while you're waiting. But one thing she suggested was practicing mindfulness of just mm-hmm. paying attention to your breath mm-hmm. and while you're stopped at a light. So even that is a mm-hmm. little bit can be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just stopping during the day, you know, or even putting a reminder up, a little sticky note near your desk that says breathe or pause. There's bracelets you can buy, actually, that are called pause, and they buzz every hour or something. You can set them. And just stop and notice your breathing, notice your body, notice sound, notice smell. Just activate all your senses and be present for 5 minutes. It can really be relaxing.
Well, clearly this has, you know, this is the work that you do. So how did this change your life? How did doing this practice change your life?
Interesting. I think that I've been practicing for about 20 years, and I think the main thing that it's done for me, besides allowing me to watch my mind and what I think about all day and questioning what I'm believing all day. You know, don't believe everything you think, that bumper sticker. It's really true. I think the biggest benefit of all for me is the emphasis on kindness and compassion to yourself. So I've really, really learned in all things to be kind to myself and to others. And I think that's what I try to teach the most and what I get the most out of this practice.
And as you're saying that, I just get this sense of peacefulness emanating from you. Is that kind of the result of your kindness practice?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Calming the body and mind can also help bring kindness to yourself, yeah.
All right, we need to take a break, so.
Experience, knowledge, and trust are paramount in private security. The instructors at Golden Seal Enterprises draw from personal and professional experience in U.S. Special Forces and law enforcement. Golden Seal Enterprises trains security officers, personal protection specialists, and private investigators. Approved by the Virginia DCJS, Golden Seal trains general and firearms instructors. Students meet all classroom and firearm requirements at one location. Train with the best of the best. Golden Seal Enterprises, DCJS Training Academy number 881476. When you have security requirements ranging from armed to unarmed security officers, event security, investigations, asset and personal protection, you need the gold standard. Golden Seal Enterprises in Winchester, Virginia provides experienced security professionals, corporate investigations, and security programs for the community, state, and the federal government. For more information, visit GoldenSealEnterprises.com. Golden Seal Enterprises, your security gold standard. DCJS Business License Number 115343.
The second production from Shenandoah Summer Music Theater is Chicago. Running from June 26th through July 7th, the setting for this musical is Prohibition-era Chicago. The show is filled with song and dance and tells the story of fame, fortune, and all that jazz. Chicago is sure to be one of your favorites this season. Call the box office for tickets today. 540-665-4569. 665-4569. Or visit ShenandoahSummerMusicTheater.com.
Mom, what's up? Dad's whistling.
Yeah, he hasn't grumbled all morning.
Get used to it. He's in vacation mode.
Seriously? When?
Well, how about now?
Road trip!
There's a world of fun beyond your driveway. So load up the car for good times in Virginia. We're talking roller coasters, river tubing, ocean swims, and history tours. All just a scenic drive away. Love is at the heart of every Virginia vacation. Plan yours today at Virginia.org.
This message is furnished by the Virginia Tourism Corporation, this station, and the Virginia Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to The Valley Today.
So I'm here with Chell Fisher from Mindful Shenandoah Valley, and we've been talking about meditating. We've just got a couple minutes, so I know people are wondering mm-hmm. how they can find out more about this. Mm-hmm. So how could people get in touch with you, and what do you offer?
Sure. The website is actually www.mindfulvalley.com, and I'm offering this weekend, actually, on Saturday, I have a day-long retreat, if anybody's up for that. It's on forgiving ourselves and others is the day-long retreat meditation. You don't need to have any mindfulness practice experience to join us for that. In October, I'm going to be teaching two different workshops. They're mindfulness-based stress reduction workshops. They're 8 weeks, and they help you to learn much more about mindfulness, stress reduction, and sort of help you create your own individual practice. In September, I'm going to be offering walks, guided meditation walks, at the Museum of the Shenandoah Valley and Blandy Experimental Farm at the Virginia Arboretum, and also a couple of introduction to mindfulness classes at both of those venues as well.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So if people didn't have time to write all that down, they can find you on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or on mindfulvalley.com.
Right.
And on Facebook, is it also Mindful Valley?
It isn't. It's Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction of the Shenandoah Valley is the Facebook page.
Well, mm-hmm. and if they go to your website, they'll find a link to your Facebook page.
Yes.
Great. Mm-hmm. And that's where you post more of your events and mm-hmm. things
all
like that?
All the events and retreats. And there's all kinds of studies about mindfulness mm-hmm. as well on there if people are interested.
Great. Well, and I'd also like to invite everyone to become a member of the Front Row Women's Resource Center. We do lots of fun things. We have a quieter time right now, but we're gearing up for our fall events. And we invite you to join us on Facebook at frwrc.org to please join us as a member. We're always welcome new members, and I've said it each time, we have fantastic board meetings. We do get a lot done in a breeze, and just a breeze, and have fun doing it. So thank you very much, Mario. Thank you, Chell, for being my guest today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Eka Capiotis with the Front Royal Women's Resource Center. Join us usually the first Thursday of the month. You'll be back with us on Thursday, August 1st for the Valley Women Today. A reminder, we're at Bowling Green Country Club North tomorrow for Tourism Tuesday. Dennis Lynch with Shenandoah Valley Music Festival will be there. I'm Mario Rizzorosi. Have a good afternoon. Stay tuned. ABC News is next.